A handful of small blue boxes called NetQuake stations are now hidden inside ASL homes, garages, or schools. Data is recorded continuously and every hour using wireless networks. The station pings the information to the U.S. Geological Survey. SMU seismologist Heather Deshawn works with the Geological Survey to analyze this data.
Well, our first goal is just to provide better earthquake locations for the local population.
The stations will collect the data for at least 6 months.
Once we know where the earthquakes are occurring, we can figure out the mechanism of the earthquake, if they're associated with a fault, how big an earthquake might we expect in the future, and whether or not the seismicity is migrating spatially.
In other words, are the quakes spreading? Deshawn and her team plan to place more advanced instruments called broadband seismic stations in the ASL area in the coming weeks. And because so many earthquakes have been reported since November, Texas Railroad Commissioner David Porter has announced a town hall meeting next Thursday evening at the ASL High School Auditorium. In the meantime, Don Blakeman with the USGS National Earthquake Information Center says this swarm of minor earthquakes are likely not going to get bigger.
Whether these are induced or natural, probably they will stay small. Famous last words, you know, I can't guarantee that.
Deshawn adds, people need to remember that our continent is a combination of rocks that have experienced faulting or rocks sliding past each other over billions of years. So what is now Texas may have been a plate boundary.
Those old faults are down there. We'd hope they'd stay inactive, but
the question they'll try to answer in their study is, are these quakes related to movement of rocks along an old fault line or a new fracture caused by something else? Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.